Thank you, Coach. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, presented by Curation CBD. Curation CBD, products curated for life. Got a chance to see a bunch of their products last night. I'll tell you about it a little bit later in the program. By the way, pick six coming up at 1 o'clock. We love our conversations with our next guest, Alan Bell from Sportsline. He is on the line with us, and I texted him, guys. And I didn't tell the story to him because, one, I didn't really have enough time. But I wanted him to at least see the parlay ticket. Now, Alan, that was not mine. Unfortunately, I did have a good night, but not that kind of a night. Because I did take Dallas in the points. And I did take the no-brainer offer on DraftKings. So it was a good night, okay? But it wasn't the type of night that I sent you. But that was one of the dads on my son's baseball team. And he sent that to me at halftime. And what's crazy is he had already hit all of those. Just think about it. He had hit everything by halftime other than Tampa Bay money line. Think about that. Like, you need Chris Godwin, Amari Cooper, and Antonio Brown. You need three guys to score touchdowns. He'd already hit all that by halftime, and all he needed was Tampa to win the game. $100 bet, $100 parlay, and he took home last night 23-25-25. How about that?
Incredible.
How about them apples?
How about them apples indeed? I mean, look at that ROI right there, right? And, you know, the crazy thing is this, is that, you know, it's hard to hit any time TD scores. You know, hitting one, like, it sounds easier than it is, right? But the fact that our man hit three of them, I know he had to be sweating there at the end of the game. My goodness. You know, the one that we all thought that was, you know, just going to be easy, the Bucks winning, that had to be an intense 2 minutes in his house.
Can you imagine? He was texting me, Alan. He said, you know, should I take, you know, because you always get, and Chase, you know, we've talked about this a lot. And I think, Alan, we've brought it up with you. And let's talk about that, because for people out there listening, and we know there's a lot of action going on here in the state of Tennessee. Sports betting is way up, and this is going to be our first full football season. Remember, we didn't start till November 1st last year. But that temptation in a big parlay, whenever they're like, hey, we'll give you $1,200 right now if you want to cash out. And he was like, do I cash out at any point? And I was like, no, man, ride it, because I don't think Tampa's going to lose. Like, you've got money line. Like, if it was points – then I would tell you to absolutely get the heck out of the way. But one, your offer wouldn't be as good. But how do you? What is the right balance? What is the right way? Because I've told my heartbreak story, I think with you last year, or with you on the air with us, about I had a huge parlay last year, and the last one I needed was the Rams money line versus the Jets at home, and there was no way I was cashing out, and it cost me. It cost me a big day because I didn't cash out and they lost at home to the Jets. What is the right way to go about it, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's tough. There is no right way. You know, you have to look at – that's why I always talk about ROI, all right? So your return on investment there. You know, if you've got a parlay of – let's just use your friends here, $100 that he put in. And, you know, to win, what did he have? Yeah, $2,300.
Yep.
So – you look at it and say, all right, if that, you know, was the offer of the example that you gave of, you know, say in the fourth quarter, $1,200 to cash out, right? First, it's $1,200. Second off, it's 12 times, right, like what you put into it. That's a phenomenal ROI. So I'll say this. I certainly love riding bets, especially like that, because the excitement is there and it's real. However, anytime that I get asked on Twitter about this, never be afraid to cash out and live to bet another day, right? Like you're going to get pressured and you'll hear people say, oh, you know, I don't ever do it. Well, you know what? Don't listen to them, right? If you want to cash that out and you know, three times, four times, five times, 12 times your bankroll, do it. You put in the work. That 12 times is phenomenal, right? Like, I know it's half of what, you know, that he ended up getting, but you win either way, you know? So there's no written rule to that. Everybody's just kind of different. But don't ever be afraid to take the money and run because, yeah, you're making money.
Yeah, I had another buddy that I showed that to last night, and he texted me after the game and said, man, doesn't he wish that he would have done $1,000? And I said, yeah, said everyone who had that parlay. But you know what I then said to him? I said, but if it lost, no one says that, right? Like, no one ever says, man, if you just bet $1,000, like, it's so easy once you win to go, man, you should have bet more. Yeah. But when it loses, nobody ever says that. So, you know, it's real easy after the fact. But I think what was amazing to me is, how do you think about anytime touchdowns? What do you like that prop? Do you like first touchdown of the game? Like, what's a prop bet out there that you like and you think you can be successful at?
Yeah, so anytime touchdown, I do like those bets. They're tough. Don't get me wrong. It's not easy, but you could kind of get an idea based on the team, based on, you know, say if it were the Titans, right, and you're using Derrick Henry. We'll just use him as the example. Yeah, I mean, you could get an idea of, you know, historically how many games, you know, he scored a touchdown over his career, and you kind of get a percentage. So you might not hit every single Sunday, but say if you played it four times in the month of October and you hit three times out of that, you're coming out ahead, right? So you have to kind of look at it that. Look at it more than just a one-game example. Also, last night, another bet that I like betting quarters. I like betting halves. I think that you can really find value when you understand the game and how, you know, some are going to go about. Cowboys plus three, that cash for us last night. Got a little lucky there at the end. You know, the Cowboys scored a touchdown, but they left 7-10 points on the board, you know, to begin with. So, yeah, I mean, I like bets that correlate with the game. Once you start going kind of beyond that and you try to make it more difficult to where it doesn't align with the style of game, that's when you can get in trouble. You can make good money because you're going to get, you know, solid odds, but, buddy, it gets tough, man. Like, when you, like, first touchdown score or, like, first basket score in, like, an NBA playoff game, like, good luck, man. Like, you know, that part is hard. It's really, really difficult to be successful consistently with.
The last time you were on with us, you told us that CBS is now linked with Caesars Sportsbook, so you're getting your odds from there. So for listeners right now, and you know, that have never, because Caesars is so new in this market, What is the right time to, because a lot of times if you've never, right, if you're a new customer, these sites are giving you quite the incentive to go download their app, right, and get involved and open up an account. When is the right time to do it? What type of promotion, and is there a promotion right now that you should tell people they should jump on if they're brand new to one of these sites that are here in our state?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, this week, honestly, is the best time because you're looking. Look at how many different companies, you know, are putting so much money in marketing for kind of the same thing in terms of, you know, new signups and offering promotions along with that. Most of them are pretty similar. So Caesars is running one, like, you know, you can bet, you know, up to $1,000 of a risk-free bet using, you know, a certain promo code that's different in each state. And I know that MGM has something very, very similar to that as well. And those are two fantastic books. Like, I use BetMGM a lot. I love that book. So, yeah, I mean, now is the time to do it. You can get those offers. Plus, you're going to start seeing, you know, in the next couple weeks, they're going to put offers after you sign up into your sports book saying, hey, you wagered X amount of money this week on NFL games. Hey, we're going to give you, you know, a free bet of 10 to 15% for next week, like on us, right? So I know BetMGM does that a ton. They're fantastic with that. Caesars has it too. So, yeah, I think that now is the best time to do it and, you know, look around, find the offer that you like. And we talked about it last time. Don't ever be afraid to talk to their customer service. I'm telling you, companies like BetMGM, like Caesars, like FanDuel, DraftKings, Action, like they have really good customer service for a reason. They will help you out, absolutely. So don't ever be afraid to hit the little button on your app. I've done it multiple times. They will talk to you ASAP and hit you up.
Talking to Alan Bell, CBS Sports Line. So, Alan, we've had all, you know, almost for, you know, I don't know how many months now, we waited for the Titans to open up. They've got the Cardinals. We've done all the research. We've asked. We've overanalyzed, paralysis by analysis. Who do you like in the game on Sunday? And any particular things that you've got a focus on in terms of prop bets or anything like that?
Yeah, so I'll say this. Just on the game, I think it's going to be a really good game. I think, you know, bookmakers have it at 3 points, Titans are a favorite. And I think that is incredibly efficient. I think that number is spot on. If you look at it from a betting perspective, to me, the public keeps betting the total up, and I certainly understand it. And I've known from playing under, I like them, but I could see this game being a very thick game. I could see Arizona, you know, kind of utilizing the rush game, not only, you know, with running backs, but with Kyler himself. I could see the Titans and the Brandon OC and Todd Downing utilizing Derrick Henry, utilizing the screen game, right? Like, we didn't see any of the Titans, starters throughout the preseason, and not much for Arizona either. So there might be a little bit, you know, a ramp-up period, you know, at least in the first half. So if you're looking at that, first half unders might be your thing. Rushing yards, prop bets, in terms of, you know, team rushing yards. I think things like that. Like, I don't know if we're going to have a game like we saw last night where the quarterbacks were throwing for 700 yards. Certainly they can. They're good enough to do it. But I think this is going to be a really, really quick game. I think if you look at Sunday and you just kind of time it, I think this is going to be one where the clock was running almost a century the entire game. But I think the Titans win. I think probably by three. I think that number is incredibly efficient.
We're talking to Alan Bell of Sportsline, and as we educate people on bets and different type of bets, how do you feel about round robins?
Yeah, I don't mind them. Let me say that. I don't mind them. Once you get into round robins, once you get into the teaser world, you know, you really have to understand what you're doing, and you have to understand the numbers and the data that come with that, and you have to do it correctly, right? I would certainly say anybody that's interested in them, they're fun. And jump in there for, you know, low money at first, but kind of get your feet wet with it. Because you can learn, obviously, very, very quickly. And same thing kind of with teasers, right? If you're looking at it, you know, understand, first off, don't tease college games. But with the NFL, you know, when you can cross the 7 and the 3, that's where you can find profitability. So long story short, I like them. Just know what you're doing. Know what you're getting into, because it can get a little confusing, but after you do it a couple times, yeah,
it'll take
fun.
By the way, say that again, Alan. We're having a little bit of trouble with your connection. I thought that was a really good tip. I love teasers. I think you're spot on. Don't waste your time with teasers in college unless you were trying to do link up more teams and get even more points. If you're just doing a standard with 6, I think it's a waste of time, in my opinion. The NFL is where you go because you're getting the real value.
Yeah.
Do we have a little bit better connection with Alan?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you sound better?
Just a little bit. You're still a little bit patchy. But that was a good tip, I thought. I'm with you, right? Stay away from teasers in college.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yeah. Yeah, you're okay. I wanted to ask you about this before we go, because we were tweeting about it last night. Coastal Carolina tonight, -26.5 against Kansas. Now, Kansas, I bet against Kansas last week, and I covered. I almost won the money line with South Dakota, but a targeting penalty took that away from me. But so you feel good about Coastal in the 26.5?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, 26.5 on a Friday night is never fun to cover, but look at what Kansas does. They run the football. And, yeah, they were pretty good about it last week. But it's going to be tough to run the football when you're down 20, okay? And then you look in the second half, you know, even if Coastal is out there trying to kill the clock because they run the football too, they average 14 yards per carry. So even when they're trying to kill the clock, they're going to hit chunk plays. And I believe this is one of the biggest games that they've ever hosted at their stadium. So I assure you that place is going to be rocking. They're not
going to
stop pouring it on. So, yeah, I love them.
Cool. Well, Alan, appreciate the time as always. Happy betting this weekend, and we'll do it again soon.
Hey, look forward to it, boys. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Alan Bell, Sportsline, talking some sports betting as we continue to try and educate you and talk some odds. Again, you can tune in tonight starting at 6. Ryan Porth, yours and yours truly. We will host the money line as we will get you ready for the football weekend, so you can tune in for that. Elijah, are we stepping away? Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, let's step away. We'll step
away.
All right,
we'll step away. We'll come back with more Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 105 The Game.
And I'll start it off by telling you about Loan Pronto, as we know, mortgage rates have taken a nosedive. You've got the APR in the low twos. That's the opportunity, and that's the rate you can get by calling Loan Pronto today and taking advantage of the super popular zero-cost refi program. How is that going to help you? It is going to lower your monthly payment on your mortgage. That saves you hundreds of dollars every month in your budget. It's fantastic. And you can even skip your next two house payments if you act now, because the all-digital process is fast and easy, virtually no paperwork required. Most loans get closed in 14 days. And, of course, when you reset everything, you get to skip a couple of house payments, and that is great for your short-term budget. So there's nothing you have to lose. All you got to do is call Loan Pronto now, 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780. Call and get your forever loan today. LoanPronto.com is the website. The phone number, once again, is 615-499-5780. Equal housing lender.
NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval. Not all loans eligible for zero cost option.